Now, it's the day of the big game. The big game. But Brendan Rodgers isn't overly happy because he ain't going to have any supporters in the stadium.
The Celtic supporters will travel worldwide, but this is a game, obviously, that the football club haven't been able to have assurances for their safety, which is sad for me. You know, coming back to Northern Ireland and a new Northern Ireland, be not able to, for some way, ensure that the supporters' safety is guarded, then that's a problem for me. So Celtic as a football club protect their supporters.
He is not happy at all. Now, there's another row brewing because it sparked at Belfast City Council level, this time over the decision to spend a reported £15,000 on a fan zone for the Celtic supporters at the Devonish Arms in West Belfast. Now, the money will be spent on accommodating the fans outside the Devonish during the actual game, which is across at Windsor Park. Let me speak to a couple of people on this. First of all, a man who's, believe it or not, a super fan, but he's heading to Scotland, Hugh Jordan from the Sunday World. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Hugh, you have a very good reason to actually be heading to Scotland. This is an amazing story. Go ahead.
Oh, it's ludicrous, Frank. I'm going to my brother's birthday party in Celtic Park, and it's been booked for a long time, so I can't get out of it. The game wasn't even on the horizon when this was booked. So as the game will be getting played at Windsor Park, I'll be in Celtic Park.
So you're very much a super fan. If you were available to go to the match this evening, would you have, presuming you weren't going to get some sort of special invitation, would you have been keen to buy a ticket to go to see it?
Yeah, I would have bought a ticket. Yes, certainly would have. Once I heard Linfield put them on Ticketmaster, I thought, well, they clearly want them there. They certainly wanted their money.
So the bottom line is, your club prevented you from going to the game.
Well, I don't know if the full story is out yet, Frank. I mean, there's a number of things that I've, because I made my business to find out, you know. I mean, the PSNI, for a start, are not being wholly open about all of this. The PSI didn't want the game at all this week. They wanted the actual week changed. They wanted it actually played on a Saturday, and they wanted it played at 3 p.m. The PSNI started to dictate to the Champions League how they should run their competition, and it was only that the compromise was made to play it today.
The reality is, however, Hugh, there ain't a great track record with the Celtic fans. They've been fined a number of times, the club, and if they arrived in here officially today and there was unrest between the two sets of supporters, Celtic could end up getting points deducted or worse.
Yeah, of course, that's always a situation, and every club has to keep an eye on that. Celtic are no different. And it's true that some fans let off flares at matches abroad, and I think there was some sort of political statements made when they played it in Israel. But, I mean, that comes with most clubs.
Yeah, but Celtic's track record's pretty poor. You know, the Fenerbahce incident, the incident with Man City, the Israeli incident, it begins to stack up.
Well, Celtic are playing two games today. On the park, they are playing Linfield. But on the stands and the terraces, they're actually playing Rangers. I mean, do you want me to list what Rangers have been involved in? This, what about that it could go on the whole year programme, Frank?
Yeah, but they're playing Linfield. They're not playing Rangers.
No, but on the stands, I'm saying. What's Linfield support? 3,000? Possibly 4,000? And the ground takes 18. Linfield have been selling tickets like mad. The Shankill Road's packed with Orange men that stayed over from the 12. Presumably, they're going to the game as well. In fact, I know they're going to the game. So their interest is to hope to see Celtic stumble.
So you reckon this is really Celtic playing a Rangers support base at Belfast the same?
Without a doubt, you'll see it today. Without a doubt, you'll see that. Right?
So are you expecting all the racist chants, all the songs, or the sectarian chants rather, all the songs, maybe racist chants as well?
Frank, sectarianism is a cancer. And it should be expunged from society, should be challenged at every level. But at these things, I think that you will hear, no doubt, you'll hear the Billy Boys today. And then generally that sparks a reaction and the opposite support.
So isn't it a good idea then that Celtic didn't send their fans?
Yeah, I think it was, but take it back to why did they not? Because the PNSI couldn't guarantee their safety.
And you don't feel that it has anything to do with Celtic fans singing inappropriate songs, Linfield stroke Rangers fans singing inappropriate songs, and the place turning into a mayhem?
I think that's the secondary fear, and it's not been proved yet. But what was proved is the PSNI weren't really up for it. They felt their men would be too tired after policing the 12th. They certainly wouldn't be too tired protecting the people in the apartments in Sandy Row because they weren't there.
OK, Hugh, thank you very much indeed. Hugh Jordan, Sunday World, also super Celtic fan, going to a party in Celtic Park tonight that has been long, long booked, his brother's birthday party. I want to speak to Nelson McCausland from the DUP. Nelson McCausland, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Well, I'm not actually representing the DUP today, I can assure you. I'm just commenting. I'd commented on my blog about the issues around the fan zone and the entertainment that has been provided up there today for fans, and that was my principal cause of concern.
Well, before I go to the fan zone, let me ask you about the game. Would you be confident the fans in Windsor Park this evening won't be singing the Billy Boys and other sectarian songs?
Well, I have no idea what people will be doing. That's a matter for others. It's not something that I have any control over.
Would you encourage them? Would you encourage them to desist?
Of course, it would be inappropriate to do that. And in fact, in Scotland, where Celtic and Rangers play from time to time, these things are dealt with by the football authorities and by the police.
The fan zone, you've made reference to it, is across in West Belfast. Seems like an excellent idea for Celtic fans to go to a pub in an area that would be associated with nationalist stroke Republican support. They are going to be there in the car park, probably watching on a huge screen. This seems like an excellent idea.
Well, there's an advertisement poster, in effect, that has been put up by the promoters of this. It's organised by the Devonish Arms, which is the location, and by Filian Fobel, the West Belfast Festival. They say that there will be the match live on screens both inside and outside from 5 o'clock. And then throughout the day, there's entertainment. And that was the issue that I was particularly disappointed by, because the entertainers that have been picked are very much from what is commonly known as Irish rebel music sector, people who specialise in songs supporting Irish republicanism, and the names of the singers are there. One is only to go to YouTube or listen to some other sources of music, and you get a very clear idea of the sort of thing that they sing and play. And in fact, some of these singers are actually performing at a programme in another bar in West Belfast during this week. It's been billed, I understand, as the Alternative 12th. And some of the songs that are sung by these people are quite appalling. One of the songs that one of the singers was involved, I think, with from very early days, because he was a member of a group in Uri that wrote the song. It's called 18 Brits Were Blue to Bits. Now, I think there's an issue there when you have songs that are celebrating the murder of 18 soldiers at Narrowwater, songs that celebrate like that the murder of Lord Mountbatten, the murder of Judge Gibson, the murder of soldiers at a police station in Uri. And you can see on some of the YouTube material, people actually dancing to that. And that's quite horrendous.
And where's your problem? I can understand you having being annoyed at the actual material and the songs. Well, where's your problem with the Celtic display of footballing loyalty at the Devonish today?
Oh, the issue here is that not about football. It is about the nature, for me, of the entertainment that is being provided. I think that we should be seeking to build a better Northern Ireland, a shared future in Northern Ireland, and you don't do it by that sort of entertainment, if you can call it that. Again, these singers specialise in Go On Home, British Soldiers, Go On Home with their, and the F word appears repeatedly. You have no F in homes of your own. F your Union Jack, we want our country back. And this is quite horrendous material. It's a dark underbelly of republicanism. that I think needs to be looked at and addressed. And at a time when Michelle O'Neill and prominent leaders in Sinn Féin have been speaking out against things which they described as hatred, then indeed they need to deal with the hatred in their own community. And this is an example of it. I think when you see the young people at those concerts and events pumped up, jumping up and down, singing along, swearing along in some cases more than singing along, that's not what we should be giving our young people. That's radicalising young people. And I think what is happening is...
just let me interrupt you there, because some people joining us maybe in the last minute would think you were almost describing the 12th.
Well, quite frankly, I'm horrified by that statement.
Yeah, but this is why I'm saying it, because some people would presume that's what you were doing, because that's how some people visualize the 12th. They don't look at it in terms of reality. They just see what they want to see in it, and you're just seeing what you want to see in what could be a wonderful, wonderfully joyous occasion over at the Devonish this afternoon.
You're absolutely right. People do have perceptions. And they imagine sometimes things that never happened. And we've seen countless examples of that in the past. The difference this time, I think, is that the singers that have been advertised by Fianna Fáil and Phobail and the Devonish Arms are Damien Quinn, the Irish Brigade, and Gary Lawler. And you don't have to spend too long on the internet looking there at the YouTube clips of their performances in various establishments, including performances at Celtic supporters' conferences and events. And there's all sorts of material there. And they sell themselves very much as Irish rebel music, Celtic music. And I think that there's a problem there that needs to be addressed. And a number of questions, I think, that need, therefore, to be asked. The question, I think, needs to be asked to, first of all, Sinn Féin as a party, in that this was pushed in the council in the Policing and Community Safety Partnership. It doesn't actually come to the full council. It was pushed by the Policing and Community Safety Partnership by a Sinn Féin councillor from West Belfast. I think we need to ask what was put to the PCSP, what information was provided. I think there are questions that need to be asked about the promoters, about the Fianna Fáil. I mean, they're funded by the Arts Council and Tourism Northern Ireland. I think there are a lot of questions about how this has come about, and if this is an appropriate way of dealing with a difficult situation.
So you're objecting to the... It's about £15,000 is costing the ratepayers. You're totally objecting to ratepayers' money going towards this sort of facility for this football match.
Policing and Community Safety Partnership money can often go towards diversionary events, take people away from where there might be problems and difficulties. And there could be an argument made in that context for some sort of funding for... the provision of a fan zone. The difficulty is that is compounded, mixed in with, and tarnished, blemished, I think tarnished is a better word probably, by the sort of music. Who goes along to hear songs about the Sniper's Promise, My Little Armalite, My Old Man's Approval? Another one of their songs is... the Sam song, where an IRA man in the song is delighted that after years of being limited to Armalites and mortars, he now has access to a surface to air missile.
Your head must be tortured, Nelson, listening to these songs for research purposes.
Oh, no, well, I did it some time ago for an article that I'd written for a newspaper column some time ago. So I simply gathered up the material then. I'm just disappointed.
Would you be equally disappointed about the ratepayers' money that's spent on those controversial bonfires?
You know, interesting thing I note there is that some legitimacy to the point about one thing or another, and drawing comparisons across communities. I'm not sure it always happens. I'm not referring to your programme, but in some programmes, it seems to be very much a one-way thing. Truth of the matter is, we're starting to address bonfires. There's a lot of work being done that I actually sit on a body that is looking at how we can improve the situation. And I think there's a lot of good work being done. There's a long way to go. I would like to see us back more towards traditional bonfires. I think the tradition should be recovered and preserved and brought back, because I would like to see us back more to the sort of bonfires that I knew when I was growing up, which were much more community and family affairs.
But in the meantime, these controversial ones, money went towards them. If they're still controversial, just briefly, if they're still controversial, should the money go towards them?
Well, the question is whether something's controversial, because a thing can be made controversial by people legitimately, in some cases illegitimately. If there's inappropriate behaviour, if there's something wrong, then they wouldn't receive any grant. That's
so if they're damaging people's properties, they shouldn't be receiving any grant?
Support that goes from the council to the bonfire scheme, there are strict limitations put on it, no tires and so on, rules to be observed, and those are well-run bonfires. We're talking about ones who are outside the scheme. So the issue about does public money go to problematic bonfires, the answer, as far as I'm aware, is no, it goes to ones that meet the requirements of the scheme.
Okay.
Council officials are very careful about that. This is a case where something very different and but extremely problematic seems to be supported by council money. And I think it needs a thorough investigation. I'm sure councillors will. I've seen a number of unionist councillors in the papers already commenting on this. I think they will want to have a thorough investigation into how this came about. What information was provided to council officials who work for the TCSP? And I think ratepayers have a right to ask the question, is this a legitimate use? And the society in West Belfast and within republicanism, the question needs to be asked, is it not time to move on? We talk about building a shared future. You don't do it by singing songs that celebrate the murder of innocent men and women.
Okay, Nelson McCausland, we are going to have to leave it there. At this point, it would have been ideal to speak to someone from the organising sector or from Sinn Féin, but Sinn Féin decided not to put anyone up to have a conversation with us in relation to the Celtic celebration that will be happening in West Belfast.